Welcome to 867-5309, text radio, no phones, only text, bringing you the latest hits and the greatest memories nonstop, most of the time, maybe. Good afternoon, 2 p.m. Club. Thanks for joining us on this fine Tuesday. So you know what that means. Texts and Trivia Tuesdays at 2, the radio hour dedicated to text technologies, the changing spaces of reading and writing. I'm your host, Jamie, and on this Tuesday's trivia, we have Brown's Bag Project and Text Technologies coming together to bring you some questions that can win you breakfast at Bill's Palace. Today, we will ask you, the listeners, questions about what's in this bag by giving you clues about the textual properties and technologies of the items within it. If you're the seventh person to text in with the correct answer, you win breakfast at Bill's and your name will be entered for the grand prize of dinner at Bill's. Orders are limited to $20 and no specialty items allowed. So, who's ready to play What's in This Bag? First question. I generate, process, share, and store digital texts. I can communicate with people near and far through textual and virtual dialogue. I help to apply for and process digital applications, and I send and receive textual documents and information. What am I? Okay, I see some text coming in. Okay, seventh on the text line is Dobson with the answer of computer. Yes, it is computer. Congratulations, Dobson. Next up. Question number two. I am digitally generated, although you can hold me in your hands. I contain printed text and am often used recreationally. My textual world may let you escape into different worlds. What am I? Okay, seventh on the line is Walensky, and they came in with the answer of novel. Yes, Walensky, it is novel. Congratulations. Okay, next up, question number three. I contain digital identification, which is linked to larger systems of data storage and tracking. I may contain receipts created on computers and printed, again, displaying digital data systems. My cards have numbers stamped into the plastic that is raised and can be felt with one's fingers. What am I? Okay, lots of text coming in for this one. Seventh on the line, though, is Lunsford with the answer of a wallet. And yes, Lunsford, it is wallet. Let's move on to question number four. I hold something that is necessary for life, but has the potential to kill you if ingested improperly. I come in many shapes and sizes and from many different brands. People often like to put text, labels, and stickers on me to promote their brand or include uplifting or funny quotes. What am I? This one might be a bit trickier. But seventh on the line is McLuhan with the answer of water bottle. Awesome. Yes, water bottle. We thought that one might have stumped you guys. Moving on to question number five. I am a digital technology containing text and texts. I can participate in a multitude of textual technologies, including social media and social applications, creating digital texts about life, experiences, and work. What am I? Okay, I see some text coming in. And then seventh on the line, this time is Postman. And Postman, what do you have for us? You wrote phone. Yes, phone is the correct answer. Well done. Moving on to question number six. I hold textual schedules, plans, ideas, and appointment meetings. I am colorful and vibrant with highlighters and stickers, possibly. What am I? This one might be a bit trickier. We don't have as many texts coming in. Oh, here they're coming. Okay, seventh on the line is Havelock with the answer of a planner. Yes, it is a planner. Well done. We thought that one would have stumped you too. Well done. Okay, let's move on to question number seven. I have text on my packaging that reveals my brand, ingredients, and possibly where I am made. I am chewed but not eaten. Yes, lots of you guys coming in on the text line. Seventh is Prensky with the answer of gum. Yes, gum. Question number eight. I change the mode by which you engage with text. I allow you to engage closely and privately with lyrics, books, digital conversations, and podcasts. What am I? Okay, I change the mode by which you engage with text. Okay, this time, seventh on the line is Tab Scott. And they gave us, what is audiobooks? Not quite, Tab Scott. So this time we're going to go to 14th on the text line. And we have Wesh with headphones. Yes. Good job. So headphones is the correct answer. Changing the mode. So getting to listen to it. Awesome. Okay. Question number nine. I am an artist, a writer, and an architect, among many other things. I come in many colors, shapes, and sizes. Interestingly, I can also be used for pointing and gesturing, although these are less common uses. I may be considered a descendant of the OG textual tool. What am I? Okay, this one. Coming in on the text line at number seven is NLG. They said, what is a pen? Yes, correct. It is a pen. The original textual tool, possibly, or a descendant of. Well done. Okay. Question number 10. Last question. Last chance to win that breakfast at Bill's and be entered for dinner at Bill's is based on all the previous questions and answers. What type of bag is this, or who may this bag belong to? So we will accept either answer. So either what type of bag or who this bag may belong to. Okay, I'm just going to give you guys a second to text in. Texting in seventh is Jamie. And, oh, shares the name. Nice. And they said, a work bag of a teacher. Nice. I wonder if she's a teacher. Well done. So congratulations to all the winners of today's Text in Trivia Tuesdays at 2. If you missed today's game and would like to catch up, head on over to our Facebook page to see the questions and answers. And join us next week when we hit you with trivia on music from NASA's Voyager Golden Record. Oh, that sounds like an interesting one. Hope to see you there. So bye for now, and taking us out is...